little ways south of Cottage Grove, there's kind of an overgrown creek that they call the Row River. If you look really carefully in the creek, you may see a little chunk of rusty metal wedged between the rocks. If you're lucky, you may even find a bolt. Chances are pretty good that that chunk of rusty metal has been in that river since 1926 and is part of the most expensive scene ever shot in Hollywood at that time. $40,000. I'll tell you the story about it in just a second. My name's Finn John, and I write a weekly newspaper column called Offbeat Oregon History. This article's from the archives of Offbeat Oregon History. It ran in the newspapers on February 14th, 2010. I'm going to read it to you now. If you'd like some more information about Offbeat Oregon History, why, stay tuned. Oregon has a reputation as a great place to make a movie, among other reasons because it's generally less expensive to film here. But the most expensive scene ever shot in a silent movie, ever, was put in the can right here in the Beaver State, just south of Cottage Grove, 84 years ago. That scene went into a movie that cost a then staggering $750,000 to make, and went on to become a major money-losing flop at the box office, clearing roughly $500,000. Now remember, these are 1926 dollars. People were buying brand new cars in 1926 for less than $300. But history has been far kinder to this movie than moviegoers were in 1927. Today it's widely considered one of the best movies of the silent era. Film writer Tim Dirks introduces it as, quote, an imaginative masterpiece of deadpan, stone-faced Buster Keaton comedy, generally regarded as one of the greatest of all silent comedies, and Keaton's own favorite, and undoubtedly the best train film ever made, end quote. The movie was The General, starring Buster Keaton, who also produced the film. And by the way, if you're from South Lane County, you already know this story by heart. You may even have a family member who was one of the hundreds of locals hired as extras for the picture. Well, in this movie, a stubborn Confederate train engineer named Johnny has his beloved locomotive, The General, stolen by Union spies with his girlfriend on board. He pursues them and his train into Union territory, overhears a group of Union generals planning an attack across a certain railroad bridge, and decides to repossess his train and bring it and his girlfriend back south. A lengthy train chase ensues with two Union trains chasing the general southward as Johnny pulls telegraph poles down and leaves bits of his train behind to slow them down. It culminates in a $42,000 scene. That's in 1926 dollars, remember. In today's dollars, that would be over $500,000, in which the pursuing Union train tries to cross a railroad bridge after Johnny has set it on fire. The bridge collapses in the middle and the train, a full, working steam locomotive and cars, not a model, plunges into the, quote, Rock River below. In reality, it was the Row River, just south of Cottage Grove, and thousands of people came from all over the area to watch it being shot. It had to be done on one take. Keaton couldn't afford to build a new bridge and buy a new locomotive and try it over again. It had to be perfect. It was. Most of that train is now gone. But Lloyd Williams of the Cottage Grove Historical Society told reporter Megan Kalkstein in 2007 that bits of track and steel can still be seen in the river when the water level is low. Several years ago, a mural was painted on the side of the historic Cottage Grove Hotel downtown commemorating the filming. By the way, this isn't Cottage Grove's only claim to box office fame. Among other projects, Stand By Me was filmed along some of the same railroad beds Keaton chugged along, and the parade scene from Animal House was filmed on Main Street there. That's the end of today's column. You can read any archive column and subscribe to either daily feed by going to the website at offbeatoregon.com. All the columns are covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thanks for listening, and do drop me a line if you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of coffee. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.